Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Glad you're with us on Experience Wisconsin. Each week on the afternoon show, Greg Matzik and I talk to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. It's always a really fun conversation. This week, we discussed rooftop bars. There's a bunch here in Milwaukee and others scattered throughout the state. Great way to spend an evening during the summer. Here's our conversation with Ann Sayers. She is the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Absolutely fantastic. I love this time of year because it's all about dining outside, and we've got a lot of rooftops, don't we?
I take every opportunity I can to eat outside during the summer, and especially if it's on a rooftop, you know I'm having a good time.
Well, let's take a tour around the state. We'll start a little south of Milwaukee at the Crow's Nest in Kenosha. What's this place all about?
Yeah, you can catch panoramic views of downtown Kenosha and Lake Michigan at the Stella Hotel and Ballroom's rooftop bar. This is a beautifully restored, century-old hotel. It's in the heart of downtown Kenosha. And in the summer months, one of the best experiences is up in the Crow's Nest. You're going to find signature cocktails, food, entertainment, and, of course, a picturesque setting at the rooftop bar. The Crow's Nest is open to the hotel guests and the public. Wednesday through Sunday, they serve cocktails that pair well with warm summer weather, things like the Lake Michigan Mai Tai and the Brandy Sangaree. I really want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're feeling hungry, you can order an appetizer, small plate, fire-roasted pizzas from the menu. They also have charcuterie and a variety of sliders, which sounds fun. Visit in the evening to watch the sun sink below the horizon and stay cozy in the glow of the rooftop bar's fire pit.
Ann, that sounds amazing.
Doesn't it?
Let's go.
I'm right over. I know.
Kind of had me at cocktails, really.
Yeah, me too. St. Croix County, what's going on there?
Yeah, rooftop restaurants, you know, they're meant to highlight the gorgeous settings around them. And in Hudson, you're going to catch glimpses of the St. Croix River at Mallory's Restaurant and Rooftop Bar. Mallory's offers an elevated experience to visitors in the very most literal sense. The rooftop patio that's part of the restaurant's namesake delivers a 270-degree view of the river and downtown Hudson. It's open until the end of December. And the rooftop restaurant has fire tables and heat lamps to keep you snug whenever you visit. And the menu is full of familiar favorites, as well as a few really inventive dishes. You could order a bacon blue burger and house-made tots for a hearty lunch, or try one of the restaurant's creative salads, like the blueberry or warm couscous salads. And for dinner, Mallory's has a large selection of steaks and seafood. And when you come down from the rooftop, stroll through downtown Hudson, which I just love. You're going to discover all these cute, charming local shops. 715 is one. It sells an eclectic mix of urban and rustic goods, home decor, wall art, jewelry. And the Bee's Knees is another really cute one to pick up a gift for a loved one.
Yeah, a little south of there, some of the best views in our state, Ann, are in La Crosse County with the Bluffs. And you talk about rooftops and bluffs. That's a great combination.
I love this one. So you can head to La Crosse for a rooftop experience at the Charmont Hotel. It's a former candy factory turned upscale hotel. It operates a seasonal rooftop terrace with some of the best views of the city. You can choose a craft cocktail to sip on while you enjoy the warmth of the summer sun. Bartenders mix inventive cocktails with unique ingredients like chai-infused vermouth. You'll also find an impressive wine and beer list from several regional breweries. Food is served at the rooftop terrace Thursday through Sundays, and the Charmont has a menu of Italian-inspired fare, so that includes Neapolitan-style pizzas and appetizers. Another panoramic experience you can't miss if you're in the La Crosse area is Granddad Bluff. It's a 600-foot-tall bluff. It's kind of become the symbol of the region. You drive to the top of Granddad Bluff for breathtaking views of actually three states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. And you can make the trip its own sort of rooftop dining experience by maybe bringing along some food to picnic at the top.
You know, the best part about being on top of Granddad's Bluff and looking at Minnesota and Iowa is knowing that we're not living in either of those states.
Right. You know you're in the right place. That's a good point.
All right, Ann, we'd like to live through you. You get all summer long and into the fall to go really cool places. What's on the travel schedule for the next couple of weeks? Where are you going?
Well, gosh, I have to tell you, this past weekend I was up in Manitowoc for the Sandcastle contest. It was the first ever, but there are going to be more, and it was so cool. Right there, of course, on the beaches of Lake Michigan, using all of our own sand, these sand sculptors came in from all over the country, made these incredible creations, and the community just poured out. There was music and food, and it was just such a perfect summer weekend. One to look out for.
Oh, my God, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Do you ever get to rest during the summer?
I mean, Sometimes just being on the beach judging sandcastles.
Oh, you were a judge. You didn't make a sandcastle of your own. I think I misunderstood that, Anne.
That would have been a sand hill, and it would have been bad.
Does your husband get to go along on any of these cool adventures?
You know, sometimes I drag him along.
He's a good sport.
All right, Anne, you got to pick one Powerball number for us. Can you do that? We've had guests that have chimed in on this subject the last 24 hours or so. One Powerball number, just one.
Going lucky number 7.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Ann Sayers down for 7. When our ticket wins, we'll write you a check or send you Venmo for $2 million, okay?
All right. I'm holding you to it.
Okay. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. Always great to catch up. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you.
Ah, such good stuff. Always good to catch up with Ann. If you'd like more information on the show, it's easy. Check out WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Thanks for hanging out with us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.